7:19, Stephen Taylor in the morning here on KNSS, and let's find out some more sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we had Chiefs football yesterday. You heard it right here, of course. Mitch Holthus had the call on KNSS. The Chiefs in the first place, Indianapolis Colts. Chiefs going for their fifth home win in a row at Arrowhead. Could they make the magic work? Well, for most of the game, it was rough. The Chiefs were down 20-9 with 9 minutes to go in this game. Had not scored a touchdown yet. But Chiefs did get into the end zone, got a two-point conversion, and then got a game-tying field goal at the end of regulation. All right, so they made up 11 points. We're going to overtime with the score tied at 20. The Colts got the ball, and the Chiefs' defense held them three and out, punting the ball away. The Chiefs get it. All they need is a score to win the game, although they had to go on a long drive to do it. How would they capitalize on that long drive? Well, it helps when you have Rashee Rice out there trying to haul in a big pass. Mitch Holthus right here on KNSS.
4:50 to go in the overtime. 20-20 tie. Second and 10 Chiefs at the Colt 45-yard line. This drive started at their own 10. Simmons trying to get his feet set at left tackle. Snap back to Mahomes at the left knee out of the shotgun. Now throws it middle. Caught by Rice. Angling 25 and slides down at the 23. A gain of 22 yards, and Rashee Rice has been a monster in the fourth quarter and now in the overtime.
Well, that was huge, that catch, because it put the Chiefs in pretty good field goal position with a chance to win it from Harrison Butker.
2 minutes to go in overtime. 20-20 tie. Winchester to snap it. Ariza to hold it. The Chiefs have never led in this football game. Ariza waits for the go signal. Butker's kick is good, and the Chiefs have not led in this game until now. They get a walk-off field goal in overtime from Harrison Butker. Kansas City 23, the Colts 20 in overtime.
Oh my, Chiefs come back and win that game, improving to 6-5 on the season, snapping a two-game losing streak. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
This is exactly what we needed. To win against a really good football team and the game's not going your way, you could have folded in that situation and kind of been kind of the rest of the season. The guys responded and then found a way to win on every single unit. I mean, offense, we found a way at the end. Defense stood tall multiple times to give us chances. And then Harrison and Ariza did a great job flipping the field and making field goals. So we needed a win like this, and now let's just try to build off of it.
And here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
That was a good one to get right there. It's a good football team. The guys hung in there. We had too many mistakes early, but they kept going, you know, and drove it home. So that was a positive.
All right, Chiefs get the win. Butker kicked 5 field goals. Patrick Mahomes, a season-high 352 yards passing. Chiefs have won 5 straight games on home field at Arrowhead. Still, though, the Chiefs are 2 games behind for a playoff spot with 6 games to go in the season and a very quick turnaround. Their next game is only 3 days away, visiting the Cowboys on Thanksgiving afternoon. Speaking of which, we're going to have Mitch Holthus live with us on Wednesday morning.
Wednesday,
so
all right.
Be here for that in the 8 o'clock hour. Hockey, the Wichita Thunder winning on the road, beating the first-place Fort Wayne Comets 2-1 yesterday in Indiana, as goalie Matt Davis had 54 saves in that game. The Thunder wins it 2-1. First time they've won back-to-back games this season. College men's basketball this afternoon in Las Vegas. 23rd-ranked Kansas taking on Notre Dame at the MGM Grand Arena out in Vegas, nationally televised on TNT. The Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite. First meeting against the Fighting Irish in 38 years in men's basketball. In women's basketball, the Jayhawks won at Allen Fieldhouse yesterday, beat Oral Roberts 86-75. The KU ladies are now 6-0 on the season. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Local athletes inking NIL deals. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Wichita-based Meritrust Credit Union has been busy this fall inking those college and professional athletes to name, image, likeness, or endorsement deals. And now three Wichita State Shockers are the latest to sign on. Assistant basketball coach P.J. Cousinard, a former Shocker player, and his son, guard Pierre Cousinard, a freshman who's redshirting, are signed up with Meritrust from the men's team. Women's basketball player Jalia Harding, a graduate student who's from Southeast High School, also signed on. Financial details of the NIL deals weren't disclosed. Meritrust also has NIL deals with K-State quarterback Avery Johnson and an endorsement deal with former Kansas basketball player Christian Brown, now a member of the NBA's Denver Nuggets. Florida-based energy company NextEra Energy has completed its acquisition of one of the largest available industrial spaces in Wichita. It's the 132,000 square feet of warehouse across 7.5 acres at Iron Horse Manufacturing Park. NextEra didn't answer a Business Journal request for comment on what it plans to do with the space, but it has pulled a $700,000 building permit this month for improvements to office and storage space to the building, which is near Seneca and MacArthur. NextEra says it provides about 13% of the market share of electricity sold in Kansas, and it says it has made $1.9 billion in energy investments in the state. And a national survey of small business owners say there's optimism ahead for 2026. 74% of those small business owners expect revenues to increase next year, and nearly 60% plan to expand their businesses. Half of respondents in the Bank of America survey said they believe local, national, and global economies will improve next year. Among the factors they use for optimism is stabilization of tariff policies, cooling inflation, lower interest rates, and stronger supply chains. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Kirk, today is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day, a day to accept and celebrate individual talents. Beauty lies in being different. We're not made to all fit in one box. Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day is a day to accept differences and to love what each of us has to offer. Our unique talents on Unique Talent Day. So what, if I may ask, Kirk, is your unique talent?
Well, I'd like to take the time now, Steve, to whistle 24 fight songs for you. First, here's...
Can you really do that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I can do this. I can make this funny noise with my palms of my hand. Hear it? It's like a little bird or something. Ted, have you got a unique talent there? No,
probably not.
Nothing you'd want to talk about in public, huh? No, really. Ted's unique talent to me, it's not really unique.
The ability to be ignored.
His ability to memorize tons of dialogue. That's it. It's not unique, but it's unique to him, right? Right?
It's unique to the average person, sure.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, yeah.
And he's about the only person we've ever found who work with me every day. That's unique, right?
Oh, yeah, that qualifies.
And he does, but he does. I've been out with him in public. He does have a way of kind of fading in the background. I mean,
yeah.
Are you sure that's not your effervescent personality showing up, Steve?
Or the police?
Kind of pushing Ted over to the corner.
No, I try not to, but
just walk backwards into that hedge.
There you go.
I'm over at that table in the corner.
Unique talent day. All right, so Thanksgiving's coming up this week. As you know, I hope you've been thinking about what you're most thankful for, Kirk. Have you?
I'm thankful that my daughter went and bought the turkey on time, so it will be thawed by Thursday. That's the important thing. She tends to put things off.
This is the only week in the entire year when we both say the word thawed.
Thawed. So, is she responsible for the turkey at your place?
Yes, we are going to Lawrence this year for the turkey for Thanksgiving. So she is excited about cooking, getting the turkey thawed, getting it in the roaster, and then I screw up the carving of such. We could spend an entire segment on Kirk's carving inabilities.
I've been asked to do that, and I hate it. Don't you? I mean, I'd like to have... There's nobody else to do it. Nobody will do it, so I guess I have to do it.
What about Kirk Siminoff's big birthday weekend? How did that go?
Oh, yeah, the big birthday.
Oh, my. Well, we had lunch with the staff. We already had a planned lunch with the staff on my birthday on Friday, so we went to the Belmont and overspent there and overate there.
Fancy.
And I was so full by dinner time, we did not go out as a family on my birthday, so we went out on Saturday, and we went to Angelo's. And
I tell you, man!
Oh, can't go wrong at Angelo's.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And I've got Angelo's for leftovers today.
That Woo-hoo. Is a good birthday weekend. Woo-hoo!
Man.